Well, Ben Fisher, how are things in Silver City?
Never a dull moment.
Never a dull moment. Things are cooling off, but getting hot when it comes to the forest plan. The revision to identify wilderness areas is hitting some snags.
That's true. The Gila National Forest is in the middle of their ongoing forest plan revision process. It'll revise their management practices across the entire forest for the next about 15 years. So everyone's watching that with a lot of interest, especially since on November 20th, they released their inventory of potential wilderness areas on the forest. The Gila National Forest already, of course, has the nation's first wilderness area, the Gila Wilderness, as well as the Alto Leopold Wilderness and the Blue Range. But this is just a step mandated by the federal government to look at, areas that might show some characteristics for wilderness. They're very early in this stage. They just identified basically anything that doesn't have a road or some really obvious infrastructure in it.
Okay, so are there any meetings planned in the future?
There will be upcoming meetings, and they're meeting with people constantly. They were just at the Southwest County Commissioners Alliance meeting on Monday, where the SWCCA convinced the forest to actually push back public comment on the wilderness inventory until January 12th.
And Ben, it's not too early to start hitting up the legislature for some upcoming funds, and I understand the Grant County Prospectors are doing just that.
That's true. The Grant County Prospectors are a group of business leaders who lobby for regional interests during the legislative session at something called Grant County Day. So they always hold this forum where the legislators representing Grant County meet with local governments, healthcare, schools, nonprofits. And right now it seems like everyone is taking signs of the, slow improvement in the state budget to start asking for capital outlay again. But as estimate stands right now, we hear each legislature is looking at about $160,000 each, which doesn't really touch any of the projects that have been proposed so far.
Are the local prospectors looking to keep funds coming in at last year's rates, or are they looking to increase their requests an increase in for future projects?
Well, they, everyone's been pretty hesitant to even ask for capital outlay the last 2 years, as there's been little to none. So this is seen as kind of a return to normal, and everyone's hoping that, there's some projects that have been sitting out there for some time that really desperately need these funds and don't have anywhere else to look.
Okay, let's talk to Christine, who's got some news and kind of piqued my interest, because I love when nonprofits are able to take advantage of grants that are out there.
Well, we have some great news for you. Our Grant County Community Foundation put on a one-day workshop. They called it a community conversation, and the idea was to urge nonprofits to think and sort of reach across the aisle and truly collaborate for the betterment of all. They had this one-day workshop with the reward of $20,000 at the end, and the group with the best proposal won. And the group that won, their proposal is to work with businesses and nonprofits to create a mentorship program from within to train their employees, because oftentimes businesses don't have the money to do that. And then the businesses can reinvest that money in more in their business by either paying their employees more or hiring another employee. So it's a $20,000 planning grant to start the process, and the team is meeting this week, I think, to begin exploring that.
That's definitely good news. Let's talk about some additional good news, and that is college graduation.
Yes, and it's special to us here at the Daily Press because our own WNMU graduate, C.P. Thompson, our soon-to-be graduate, he's a reporter. We hired him as an intern last spring. He's really doing well. And he'll be graduating Friday at 2:00 and joining us full-time after that. And he had a great story this past weekend a feature story that I think is really going to be an award winner. We called it Burrows and Beans. A man came into town with his burrows, and he's selling beans around town. So if you go on our website and look for that story by C.P. Thompson, I think you'll have a good read.
Well, congratulations to CP. It's nice to know that when somebody graduates, they have a job waiting for them for their hard work.
Absolutely.
All right, Christine, we'll talk to you next week.
Take care. Bye-bye.